Weekly catch up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden.
This is another of our weekly segments where I will speak with the Deputy Leader of the ACT Party, Brooke Van Velden, discussing the hot political topics of today and tomorrow and how one of our most important minor parties feels about them. Earlier today, we chatted about the new history curriculum, Aotearoa New Zealand Histories, which the ACT Party has previously voiced concerns about, and the cost of living crisis, with a specific focus on housing. Could you please briefly describe the new Aotearoa New Zealand Histories curriculum?
So the government issued the new history curriculum last week, and the ACT Party has had some serious concerns through the whole consultation period and what's been released as the new history curriculum. And we had some serious concerns about the draft curriculum because we believed it divided history into victims and villains. It was far too simplistic. And that's because the underlying principles talked about Māori history being the foundational and continuous history of New Zealand, colonisation being central to the history of New Zealand, and also that the history of New Zealand has been shaped by the use of power. Now, thankfully, some of our fears have been alleviated with the full curriculum that's been released, and that it has brought in some really basic details about the fact that we have, you know, technological improvements and civil rights improvements and women's rights liberation, but they're very small details of the bill, and so we still have serious concerns about this curriculum because we want to have children leaving school feeling empowered that, yes, they understand their history and where they've come from, but they also feel like they are part of an equal society and empowered for this whole future going forward.
You mentioned there the fact that you want people, specifically children, to understand their local histories, but you also want them to be empowered. I'm just wondering, the way you posed it was as if there's some kind of a contradiction there. Could you just speak a little bit more about how you would like people to understand their histories and what the balancing act is between that and them being empowered?
Yeah, I think there is an important balancing act when we're teaching history at school. And firstly, I think it's really important that we are bringing history into the curriculum so people know about New Zealand history. I think that's been a good step forward for the country. But where I think we differ between ourselves and the government is that we recognise that New Zealand is an extremely multicultural society, and we want children feeling as though they are empowered to be equal citizens and that their histories can also be recognised fulsomely when they're going through school. Not every aspect of our history has been shaped by the use of power and colonisation. I think we need to have a really fulsome view of our history, bringing into ideas things like recent migration, which has been wonderful for New Zealand, technological progress that has been wonderful for New Zealand. And I think focusing so strongly on the use of power gets a bit of a disproportionate effect of the state and how the state interacts in people's lives, and not enough on that individual aspect of power. Things like Kate Shepherd, people like Ernest Rutherford, really shaping the history of New Zealand and the world using individual agency rather than the state.
What do you say to those iwi in particular who say that they have been significantly hurt by colonisation, such as through the disposition of their lands and historical violence, who have advocated for this new curriculum?
Well, I think it's really important that we are teaching and learning about the aspects of Māori history and how Māori history has been shaped over time. I also do believe it's really important that our history curriculum doesn't just focus on those core aspects that it has put in place, but also focuses on things that will make people feel empowered going forward, rather than being cast into villains or victims, I think we have the ability to oversimplify our New Zealand history, rather than leaving children with a feeling that when they're leaving school, that they know that they're part of an equal society. So yes, we want all children of all races to leave school knowing about New Zealand's history as it relates to them and their race and their ethnic background and their culture, including Māori culture, but we want to make sure it is inclusive.
There is a broad base of evidence that suggests that there are significant inequities in New Zealand that in some way are accounted by race and culture. And I suppose I'm wondering, do you not think that, or to what extent do you think that this history curriculum attempts to address and teach children to understand and those inequities that do exist and are visible in our society?
Well, I think it's important that our history curriculum is based very strongly, factually, on what has occurred. I think what is clear from the core concept about ideas that the history curriculum points to is that it's very unclear going from school to school what the children will actually be learning underneath these core concepts, but the core concepts will underpin it all. And there'll be an easy focus on Māori history, how colonisation shaped history, and how the use of power has shaped history. I think having those written out as the core concepts will make it very easy to glance over the positive aspects of our history.
Could you briefly describe what is going on with the rise in the cost of living with regards to housing?
I think it's really clear that New Zealanders are finding it harder and harder to make ends meet. And we're seeing inflation going up, the cost of petrol going up, groceries going up. We're also seeing rents go up and interest rates go up for people trying to buy their homes. That's going to make it harder to find money at the end of each week. But the real concern that I have and the ACT Party has at the moment is that we have a cost of living crisis, things are being more expensive, and at the same time, the government is imposing new rules on landlords that they believe will help first-home buyers. They won't. These new rules, the interest deductibility limitation rule, is going to impose an up to $4,000 extra cost on each landlord per year, and that cost is going to be passed on to tenants. So, yep, we have a cost of living crisis. Things are getting harder. Rents are going to go up. And at the same time, government's new rules are going to make it even harder for students and young people trying to get ahead.
When we're talking about the end of interest deductibility from taxes for landlords, this is a change that obviously is going to be passed on in terms of rent increases over a moderate period of time, and we're seeing the cost of living increase at quite a rapid rate, particularly over the last year or so. What is the ACT Party looking to do right now to ensure that this crisis does not get further out of hand?
Well, I think the first thing that I'm doing is advocating for tenants, for students and student accommodation, people who are finding it hard to rent, and saying the government really does need to back down on this rule change. It's simple. They could simply just not pass the law next week, because we know that with the Residential Tenancy Act changes that happened a few years ago, you know, you can't, as a landlord, put up your rent over various months. It happens once a year. So even though these changes might not happen overnight for a renter, a landlord will be looking at this $4,000 added cost and knowing that if your tenancy is ending, they'll be putting up the rent. And that's just the reality of what happens when the government gets involved and puts in place these heavy-handed measures. The costs will go on to renters, and they have a solution, just don't pass these silly rules.
That was the Deputy Leader of the ACT Party, Brooke Van Velden, discussing with me the new history curriculum, Aotearoa New Zealand Histories, and the cost of living crisis, with a specific focus on housing. Thank you for coming on, Brooke. I really appreciate our conversation today, and I'm looking forward to ours next week. as I'm sure many of our listeners are too.
That was Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party.